the end. In the middle of the actually towards the end of the first Aliyah, discusses a pasuk that we're all familiar with. A perek in Masechet Sanhedrin. Pasuk says in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, introduces a fascinating story. But before I introduce this story in the Torah, with the words of the Torah, I'd like to share with you a story that I recently heard from someone who grew up earlier in this century, someone who was a very, very brilliant boy. He was 7 years old. And he said he came home one day and he told his mother that he just was Messiah Maperek and Mishnayis. His mother's immediate response was, "You what? You were Messiah Maperek and Mishnayis?" The mother dropped everything that she was doing, the potato that she was peeling. She quickly ran upstairs, changed to Big Day Shabbos, called her husband to come home, got the entire family together, set the table, and made a yontif in the house. A perek in Mishnayis. This was about 80 years ago. In the time that children, especially smart children, were not necessarily staying on the derech. And were sometimes motivated to other movements, like the Enlightenment. And this boy said that that response, the way my mother reacted to when I came home and I said I finished a Masechta of Mishnayis, made sure that I didn't go in the wrong direction. The Torah says in this week's parsha, Ki Eli Ish Ben Soireru Moireh, when you will have that rebellious child, Einenish Shomea Bekol Aviv Bekol Imo V'Yisru Oso Belo Yishma Aleya. The Torah says, fascinating, just a few diyukim, we're not going to deal with all the diyukim, but just to point out all the questions, the Torah starts off that it's Kiyel Le'ish Bein Soreru Mora. Who has a son? An ish has a son. And then we start including other people. There's a mother involved. Einenu shomea b'kol lov v'kol imo. So why was it ish originally? It should be kiyel shnei hayrim ben sayrer umayr. Ben sayrer is a rebellious child. What's umayr? These are just questions that I want you all to think about, but I'm not going to necessarily talk about it. He's not listening to his parents, v'yisru also, and they warned him, and they master him. V'lo yishma aleihem. Rabbi Yisai, v'lo yishma aleihem. In the initial reaction to this pasuk, v'lo yishma aleihem, it sounds like the Torah is b'loshan osid. It's not telling us facts that this boy is a rebellious child and he hasn't listened. V'lo yishma aleihem. V'lo yishma aleihem, halo davarhu. V'lo yishma aleihem. So what happens? V'tosu ba'ave v'imo v'itzio sal zikne yiro v'al shar mekoimu. So the parents grab him and they take him to the zkenim of the year. V'amru zikne yiro b'neinu zes seiru meira einenu shamea b'koileinu zol v'soyve. And these parents
walk in and they say, this is our child, this rebellious child, einenu shamea bekoleinu, he's not listening to our voices, zoylel v'soyve. Uragmu kol anshe yira ba'avonim v'meis v'yarta aram mikarbecha v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, as we know from last week's parsha. The second example of a chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, not like the Zakin Mamre, is ben Seirah Ramayra. There needs to be a hachraza, there needs to be an announcement. So you do what the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Masechus Sanhedrin. Ben Seirah Ramayra is nidon al shem sofa. This child is not going to have a happy ending. So let's get rid of him now and make sure that he doesn't lead himself to a horrific future. So as striking of a concept that is, the Mefarshei Rashi are very bothered with such a concept. Rabbi Elazar HaMizrahi, the Re'eim, seems to contradict the Gemara's in Rosh Hashanah, that something we try to focus on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us ba'asher husha. Where do we learn that from, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone remember where we learned that from? From Yishmael. Even though Yishmael was going to have a difficult future, and the Malachim were timing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't let this kid grow up, look what's going to happen, right? And unfortunately, they're right. We see now that they're right, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we have to judge him ba'asher husha. So as the Re'eim, doesn't that contradict explicitly the Dinei HaTorah of Ben Seirah Ramayra, the parsha that we've just read? So Maral has a fascinating teretz, which is mamish what to be ma'ayin in this Maral, in this zman that we're entering into Yom HaDin, Rabbeisai, Yom HaDin, Abba Aleinu. Yom HaDin is coming. It's a little over 2 weeks. Yom HaDin, the entire year. Yom HaDin. So the Maral says something unbelievable. The Maral says, it's not a steer. Ba'asher Husham, when it comes to Yishmael, and Nidon Al Shem Seifa, when it comes to Ben Seirah Ramayra, we can predict. We can look into the future when it comes to a Ben Seirah Ramayra. Doesn't the Gemara say Ba'asher Husham? Doesn't the Rabbeinu Shalom say, I'm judging Yishmael Ba'asher Husham in this present state, not in what's going to be predicted for the future? Zokta Maharal is no kash. One is Bezdin Shalmayl, and one is Bezdin Shalmata. Unbelievable, everybody say. If I would have asked you when I walked in the room, which one do you think could project and predict to the future? I think intuitively, I don't know about you, but I would have said, Pum Faker. I would have said, let the Rabbeinu Shalom, who knows, Haya Hoivav Yi, Zman is not an issue when it comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There is no concept of Zman. He's in the future, he's in the past, he's in the present. Right? Such a nachas. Yesterday I was putting my son Akiva to bed, and he said, Shema Yisrael. He said to me, Abba, you say Shema Yisrael. I said, no, because I have to say it in Marv, so you say Shema Yisrael. He said, what do we do? According to Manda Omer Mitzvahs, Ein Tzrichas Kavon Amar, Yoyt Zeh, no. So he says, okay. So I said, what are you thinking about? So he says, I'm thinking about Hashem. Hashem was, Hashem is, and Hashem always will be. I got such an excitement when I heard that. Mom is quoting Abir Agra. Abir Agra in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisrael. What you're supposed to think about in Yudke Vavke, Yod Tzma'akev, Hashma Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai. Hoya Hoive V'yiyah, the Yudke Vavke, Rabbi Yisai. The Bir Agra, it's a Bir Agra when it comes to sleep, that are all in the Rashba, and there's a Bir Agra when it comes to Shema Yisrael, when you go to sleep at night. It's all one Bir Agra. It's all one Sugi. So if I would have asked you what the teretz this kash is, I would have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Nidoy Na'al Shem Seif. Aber Bezdin Shalmaita, human beings? There, Ba'asher Husham. Maral says, Pum Fakir. Maral says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, when Yom HaDin, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us b'asher hu sham. And that's the parsha of Yishmael, the Malachim we're talking to the Rabbanim Shalom. Avrim ben Tzairu Meire, Zok the Maral, that's Bezdin, that's Dan al Shem Sof. I don't know, it doesn't sit so well. Bezdin shel Mata could be Nidon al Shem Sof. It's a difficult concept. That's the direction we go, that Bezdin could knock us half of us out. Because we're Nidon al Shem Sof. Who knows what's going to be in the future? So we do a little misdeed, we do something a little bit wrong, and we're done, kaput. I don't think that guy has a good future ahead of him. So the Rebbeinu Shalom believes in it. Bezdin Shalmata, we're going to kill him. I'm not Chalila for me to question the Maharal, but perhaps we could suggest another teretz to be darshan a little bit. The darshan a parsha that's ta and drisha. How do I know that this parsha needs a drasha, Rabbi Yisai? Because the Gemara says, lehaya v'layiyeh. And rather, it's what? Drash v'kabel schar. This is tadarsh. This is a parsha that was loyla v'layiyeh, but it's all about teaching you lessons for life. And it's a parsha that needs to be darshened up. Akadei kach, that Moshe Rabbeinu in the Zohar, Rabbi Yisai, in this week's parsha, there's a peledik of Zohar. Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take one parsha out of the Torah. What parent is going to do this, says Moshe Rabbeinu. What Moshe Rabbeinu meant, the Zohar thinks he meant some deep things about the future of Klal Yisrael. That Chas V'Shalom Hashem shouldn't do this to Klal Yisrael as their parent. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks, please take it out. Chas V'Shalom, this should be a bad thing. Moshe Rabbeinu asks a fundamental question. When is this ever going to happen? What parent is going to do this? Rabbeinu Shalom says, Droish v'kabel schar. Ritz Hashem, it won't happen, but Droish v'kabel schar, there's what to darshan. There's what to darshan. We have to darshan this parsha. It's a Zohar in this week's parsha. Gemara says something fascinating. Gemara says we're very limited in this parsha of who the parents could be. But does anyone know, by the way, how the Gemara knew that this parsha, lo yehoyah v'lo yiyah, what was the Gemara's raya that this parsha can never exist? So it's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that the parents, the mother and the father, have to be identical. They have to sound identical. Inenu shamea b'koleinu, that they have to have the same exact voice. So the Gemara says that would never existed, and that's the raya that the parsha doesn't exist. So I want to talk about those limitations. The Torah says, the Gemara, Mishnah in Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, in Masechah Sanhedrin says, the parents are chershin. The parents are chershin. Which means what, Rabbi Yisrael? What's a cheresh? What's a cheresh? A deaf person. A person who can't hear. The parents are cherishin, they're mufka from this parsha. Why? Because the Torah says, Einenu shomea b'koleinu. Zok the Mishnah, Einenu shomea b'koleinu v'lo cherishin. I like that face. Does that sit well with everyone? Right? I would say that's more... What? More mute. Right, they have to have a call. The loy ilmin, which the Gemara darshan's out from Anu. Frekta Imre Emes. Frekta Ger Rebbe. What do you see in this pasuk? Einenu shomea b'koleinu. The Mayid Chershin. It's Takapel. Inenu Shameh Bekoilenu, the Mayid Chershin. Ilmin. In Elin. I have another kash. That wasn't the first time the Torah in Parshas Ben Sarah and Meira introduced Kol. Let me read to you the Parsha. Kiel Ish Ben Sarah Omora. Einenu shaymeya b'kol avi v'b'kol imo. V'yisruo so v'lo yishma aleihem. V'tofsu bo avi v'otzio so azik ne'iro. I'm sorry, v'tofsu bo avi v'imo v'otzio so azik ne'iro v'ashar mekayma. V'omru al zik ne'iro. B'nenu zeh sarer mara. Einenu shaymeya b'kol aleihem. Zolo v'soyve. Rabbi Isai. Where was the first opportunity for the Torah to see that there's a kol over here? That we should be mamayit certain people that are limited from that kol. Not all the way further on in Einenu Shomea B'Koleinu. The first words of the Parsha! Ki Eliish ben Tzair Amayra Einenu Shomea B'Kol Aviv B'Kol Imo. Why did the Gemara skip over those psukim and wait till Einenu Shomea B'Koleinu? We know that already. That's the only thing we do know. So darshan it out from the first opportunity. The Torah skips over the psukim and waits to darshan it out. A plea. What the Al-Sheikh does point out, in addition to the diyukim that I mentioned before, that why does it start with Ish? That's the ha'ara of the Al-Sheikh. But then the Al-Sheikh makes another ha'ara that I'd like to focus on. The Torah changes its language. Why originally in the Parsha, when it's depicting and portraying the Ben Seir Amir, this rebellious child, it says, Einenu Shaymeya B'kol Aviv U'B'kol Imo. It's like two different categories. Then when that parents bring him to Beis Din, and they're moida on such a fact, then the Torah says, Einenu Shaymeya B'koleinu. Why did it change? It should be Einenu Shaymeya B'kol Aviv U'B'kol Imo. Like the Torah introduced at the beginning of the Parsha. Rabbi Yisai, I think the answer to this kasha is a very important yisoid. It's a yisoid for all of us, for now, but more importantly, Rabbi Yisai, for the future as you build your batim, b'kedusha, b'taira, with the mirtz Hashem future nachas. I'd like to suggest an alternate pshat in the way to read this parsha. And it's al derech the Al-Sheikh, but a little different. Ki yeh le'ish ben Seirah u'mayra. There will be that rebellious child. Why is he rebellious? Einenu shaymeya b'kol aviv u'b'kol imo. V'yisro oso v'lo yishma aleihem. V'lo yishma aleihem. Like I was medayik as a havtoch. Loshen osid. This is what's going to be in the future. Why is it v'lo yishma oso? Why is their hasra, their vayisru also not working, Rabbi Yisai? Why is this happening? For one simple reason, there was something missing in this bias. What was missing in this bias? There was a kol aviv and a kol imo that was missing in this bias. Rabbi Yisai, in our houses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a pikadon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us the key, the mafteach, for us to see children that stay on the derech, is to create a what? Is to set an example. What does it mean to set an example? It means I know that I have a tafkid. It means that I, as a ben Torah, as an ish, as an aviv, have a certain mahalich. The Rabbi Shalom gave me a tzivoy. The Rabbi Shalom spoke to me when he created me. The Rabbi Shalom gave me a tafkid when I was in the womb of my mother. And he gave me any point and a candle was sitting on my head and he told me what I'm supposed to do in this world. And that's representative of what? Zok the Maharal, Rabbi Yisai, what is a kol? Zok the Maharal before the Rabbi Shalom introduced Aseres HaDibros before we entered into the world of Dibur.
above and beyond Dibur, above and beyond something I could verbalize, above and beyond something that's not even enunciated, it's not even, you can't even express it, it's the kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced the Torah with a kol, and then he went into Dibris to show that this is lemala from just a message. This is not just a textbook. This is a tafkid. This is an inner voice. And that is what we have to connect to. Every man has a kol aviv. And every mother has a kol imo. And that has to be vibrant and heard in the bayis. And if a child doesn't hear that from the young age, before he's a ben sayre meir, Rabbi Yisai, ben sayre meir, look at the Gemara in the beginning of the perek. It's not at the young age when he's a katan. It's when he gets only to a certain age. Before, it's a very small window if you learn the 8th perek of Sanhedrin. So if it's a child that went through all those years, those important years, that absorb into his existence, Rabbi Yisai, and he hasn't heard in the walls the pumping music of a kol aviv v'kol imo. He hasn't heard those people being excited by a life of Torah. He hasn't heard those examples of Yira Shamayim. He hasn't seen his father running out to the Beis Medrash trying to chaperein a word of Torah after a hard day of work. He doesn't hear that kol aviv. And Rabbi Yisai, when he doesn't hear from his kol imo, that sensitivity, that chizuk that tried to be mechazik his father to go and learn, that mother that says, you finished a mesechta, a mishnayis, we have to make a suda, we have to make a Shabbos in Yontif right now, this is a simcha. But rather he hears a mother that when a kid comes home from the finishing a mesechta, a mishnayis, the mother says, 1 second, let me finish peeling the potato, I have to put the kids to bed, 1 second, I'll talk to you later about your mishnayis. I can't deal with you right now. And the kid gets pushed aside. He doesn't hear that kol imo. He doesn't hear the tefillah of the mother saying, I have to run and I have to go daven shachris, even though she's pater. Or you, Rabbi Yisai, there's many examples of what the kol imo and what the kol aviv is. If that house is missing a kol aviv, is missing a kol, a tafkid, that they're connected to, the parents are connected to, and they don't keep it, Bats Ne'alechas, I tell my Balabatim Rabbi Yisai, I always say at Ne'ilas Achag, there is no mit inyan of anivus when it comes to Chinuch Habonim. You be the biggest Baal Gaiva in the world. You show off how much you learn. You demonstrate to everyone how much chesed you do. Your children need to hear that. Because that's the way they're going to stay. They're going to know the path of this complicated world. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, the pasuk is telling us kol aviv v'kol imo. That's not the parsha of Ben Sayre Ramire. That's the lead up to Ben Sayre Ramire. That's what was lacking in the house. The diak, Rabbi Yisai, that the Al Sheikh made is the answer to our questions. These parents are starting too late. They're trying to play catch up. Einenu shomea b'koleinu. Yeah. Because of all those years, b'kol aviv, b'kol imo, where was that? What happened to that? Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, perhaps the teretz to the Maharal, to the Reim's kasha is, when do we say nidum al shem soifoi? When it's artificial. When there's no natural kol aviv, b'kol imo. That's what the Torah is saying. Unfortunately, if this is the matzav, v'lo yishma aleihem, it's not going to change. You can't play catch-up. Kids are too smart to know what's real and what's not. But the answer, in my opinion, to Darshan, to Yishmael, is that he, Yishmael, had something really going for him. He had a kol aviv. He grew up in the house of Avram. He was missing the beginnings of this week's parsha. Such a child. We're not going to say below Yishmael. We're not giving up on such a child. That's a child that we're going to say, Basheru Shom. It's not Nidun Hashem Sof. There is a Kol Aviv. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, This is a parsha, not just the children. This is a parsha more important, perhaps, to parents, to plant the seeds.
That child that I spoke about, Rabbi Isai, I want to tell you who that child was, who almost went off the derech, who was a brilliant child, who we owe so much hakaras atov for the fact that that mother created a kol imo in that house and said, wow, Mishnayis, look at the excitement that I created in my house. That boy's name, that brilliant child, was Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner. Pachad Yitzchak, who said about himself that the reason I'm here today is because of kol aviv v'kol imo. Rabbi, if we want our children to act with sensitivity, to take care of each other like we spoke about last week, that has to be the talk in the home. That has to be what he hears in coming out of the walls. That has to be the painting, the banners in the house. If there's a kolav and a kolimo, if that's who he's mimicking, then that's what's going to happen. Rabbi Isai, I need to share this with you. I had the schus to spend a night last year with Rav Waxman. And as I was driving with him, we were talking about a specific inyan in parenting. And Rav Waxman's told me, I'd like to share with you a vort that I heard from the Satmar Rebbe. And it goes like this. You finish the Gemara in Sukkah. You finish the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, that Miriam Bas Bilga was Hemira Daita Vaholcha Venesis Lasardioit Echad Mimalchi Yavonim Kishenichnasu Yavonim Lehechal Hoysam Evates Besandala Al Gabi Abizbea. Miriam Bas Bilga went off the derech. She married a Roman, a Greek warrior leader. And when the Yevonim went into the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Isai, she jumped on top of the Bezbeach and she said, Va'amra, Lukis, Lukis, Ad Mosai Ata Mechalim Amoinim Shal Yisro. Lukis, Lukis. Until when are you going to keep wasting the money of Al Yisro? So the Gemara gets into the whole discussion that eventually Beis Din punished the entire Mishmar. The entire Mishmar of Miriam Bas Bilga, her family. So the Gemara asks, Elamanda or Miriam Bas Bilga, Shemira Daita Mishambarte Kansina Leila Dide? So the Gemara says, because of her daughter's misdeeds, you punish him, Amar Abayi in. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara is a Musar on its own. Kida Amri Inchi. Shusa Diyanuka Beshuka. The way a child speaks in the market, O de Avua, O de Ima. When a child speaks in a certain way, it's got to come from somewhere. Shusa diyanuka b'shuka, oda avua oda ime. Rabbi Isai, child that gets onto the makom ha-mizbeach and calls the Rebbeinu Shalom Lucas, Lucas, speaks in such a way. It's clear that there was no kol aviv v'kol imo in the house. That wasn't the way the Rebbeinu Shalom was referred to, was not as the Rebbeinu Shalom inside the house. That's directly from the parents, from the father and the mother. The punishment that's only shayach is to the Mishmar. The Gemara asks, why the entire Mishmar? The Gemara says, Oilu Rosh, Oilu Shcheino. Aber it was a response directly to the parents. I think this is clear. This is exactly what the Torah is saying in this week's parsha. It's not Einenu shomea b'koleinu. That's not the ikar. That's just the details of when they come in. But b'kolavu b'kolimo is not what's being memayit. That was a different story. That was the pretext. That was what happened before we got to the parsha of Ben Sarah Mara. That's the reality that exists. The reality that exists is because of that. There's a background, and that's what the Torah is saying to us. Parents have to create that kolavu b'kolimo. Parents have to show that that tafkid is something that's essential, that's loud, that's palpable, that's something that I could hear. Parents have to know and have to show that when it comes to a tkiya shofar, when it comes to a kol shofar, it's not just a horn. Rabbi Isai, those of you that were there on Tuesday night, I spoke about the horn, the whistle, the bell. It's not just a bell. It's man de nofach midilei nofach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the first tkiya shofar into vayipach habiyapov nishmas chayim, into a tafkid. He blew it. Tzelem Elokim, a kolavi v'kolimo, a tafkid, a job, a reason to be on this world, a reason to be able to live another year, to be zoicha medin, to be laman choy Elokim chayim. It's not just words, Rabbi Isai, it's emes. It's a life that's only laman choy Elokim chayim. That's the only reason we're going to be mezakeh medin. Marsha tells us otherwise. You should not be able to live. There's a reason why you don't see a person for 12 years. You have a bracha of a chayim esim. Because you shouldn't be able to live past Rosh Hashanah. That's teva. You should die ever Rosh Hashanah. That's teva. That's nature. Elamai, there's a v'laman chalukim chayim. There's a kol shofar. There's a tafki that I'm about to attach to. There's a vayipap apam nishas chayim. I understand what a blow means. What this sound is supposed to, what image it's supposed to create in my head. It's that tafkid, that blow, that tzelem elokim. Lemayit chershin, the kasha we didn't answer. Lemayit chershin. So we asked, einenu shamea b'koleinu lemayit chershin? That's not a chersh, that's someone who can't speak. Marav Rabbi Isai. Why did these parents not have a kol of the kolim? What's the parents? Their parents. They never heard the kol of the kolim. Family never got it. If you were a cherish and the mela, that's why you're not transmitting it to the next generation. That's your perspective of a mishpach. That's your perspective of the way to build up a house. So it must be a cherish. You must not have been able to hear these messages in your home. Rabbi Isai. Mirtz Hashem, we could darshan droish v'kabel schar. We should all learn this parsha well and understand the yisoid that the Torah is telling us. Again, not always. There's always other reasons. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is asking us, please, this parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu, add to the Torah. There's what to darshan. The darshaners, if they want an area that they can roi lidrosh and they want to say vertlach, this is the parsha to darshan. The reason this parsha is in the Torah is to darshan. Droish v'kabel schar. To darshan what? To darshan what it means to be a Yiddish shtib. To mean what it means to build a bayis neman b'Yisrael. It's not just a way to end an ofrevort. It's an emes. And if we don't inculcate this message right now, before we have children, Rabbi Isai, before we found Eitz Shiduchim, before we get married, in our Shana Rishonos, then it's not going to happen. Because this child is already, I don't know, what's that? He's a few years older, Rabbi Isai. He didn't even get to high school yet. And already the Torah says it's too late. It's those early years that are so important. You know what the studies say? You know, they say they have studies that the woman that listens to classical music, yeah, you know, the woman, they put their earphones on the belly, you know what I'm saying? That the child should hear the classical music that affects. That's a pasuk in this week's parsha. That's mamish the Torah. Bekol ovi v'kol imo. Shtaigi. Torah. Simcha. Excitement. encouragement. You're a Shemayim. Midos toivis, not to be a Zokin Mamre. Chesed. I can't go on a vacation without a minion. Not because I'm chayev. Not because I don't have a p'tur. But you want to learn the Gemara Pesachim? We can talk about it. Dalet milim here, one meal there, depending on if you're on the road. You're not on the road. I can't. I don't need the p'tur. I want my tefillahs to be miskabel. I have an opportunity to speak to the Melech Malchei Amlochim that hired me and gave me a job that's making six figures. He gave me this job. I'm going to tick off the CEO? Me? He did such a toivah to me. He called me into his office, and instead of instructing me, he blew it into me. He blew into me the best job in the world. And now I have a potential meeting with him, and I'm going to say to him, sorry, you're four milin away? I don't want to take off the CEO. I want to kiss up to the CEO. I need connections. It's all about connections, Rabbi said. It's all about who you know. It's all about who you know. Guess what, Rabbi said? You have an interview every single day in the Beis Medrash. Even if you're not in investment banking, you have an interview. It's with the best connection possible. The Melech Malchei Hamlochim that gave all of those guys in those tight suits that you're trying to kiss up to, he gave them their jobs. He's the boss, Rabbi Yisai. I can't tell my... Yeah, technically, I have a p'tur. The Rav said it's okay. I can go on this vacation. But I want to talk to the Rabbi Nishalon. Even if you go on the vacation, just have that conversation with your family. That should be one of the inyonim. That should be one of the discussions. That there's a tzad. There's a kasha. There's a shaila in kashrus. Even if it's totally mutter, Rabbi Yisai, I get such nachas from people who ask me shailas that after you learn your day, you're like, this is pushit mutter. And the world of the Beis Medrash will be like, why are we wasting our time with it? Wasting our time? Someone who asked me a kasha that's pushit, so kosher. It's tzainin b'tzainin. There's no heat medium whatsoever. You know what that means? It means when it comes to treif, when it comes to shkatzim, when it comes to something that's going to be matantimis alev, I want to be the most careful possible. Those are my favorite shilas. Not because they're interesting. Because it means these people have a kolavim v'kolima. They have a tafkin. They understand what Rosh Hashanah Kol Shofar is about. And it's not just in and out for 2 days. It's a kol that lasts, like the Rabbanu Shalom says at Maimed Har Sinai, kol v'lo yosaf, a kol that continues. A tafkid. Rabbi Yisai, we can do that, says the Torah and Beit Zayir Amayra. We can implement those messages. We can make sure that we're not nidoin al shem soifoy, that we're ba'asher usham. You know why? Because there's not going to be a prediction of a lo yishma aleihem. This is a house that's going to work. But most importantly, Rabbi Yisai, when you become to this age, as a parent, as you approach Yom HaDin, you have to remember something from the Chazon Ish. There was a family in Bnei Brak, happens to be, was a chashuv family. One of their grandchildren went off the derech. Years later, she came back, changed, and became one of the gedolim. And they asked the Chazon Ish, what happened? How did this transformation happen? What? Said the Chazon Ish, you missed it. You never saw Neiros Shabbos in this boy's grandmother's house. This boy's grandmother's house, who never actually met this grandchild, but she had tears running down her face when she said, "V'zakenu legadol bonim bnei bonim, oiskim b'Torah u'mitzvos." And no tear is ever not accepted by the Rabbanu Shalom. It's
I'm sorry to tell you, the tefillas, the sha'arim are closed. But the Gemara says, Shari d'ma'os leininu. The sha'arim, the gates for tears, they're not locked. And a mother, that's a mama rachel, that cries for us, no tear is wasted. And we'll eventually in deru see how it will be invested, and they will see those pairs. I heard a Meir Dikapshat, Shari D'ma'os Loininalu. I don't understand, if the Shari is closed, so what are the D'ma'os different? The Shari is locked. The boy said, listen to the Hafla Vafela Dikapshat. I heard this Pshat from one of the Gedolim in Bnei Brak. I'm confused who I heard it from. Okay. Bnei Yahu, I think, Meir Dikapshat. Shari d'mos lo ninu, you know why? Because a dima, a tear, a tefillah with a tear, has the ability to what? To slide underneath the door. It could slip. It doesn't need the door to be open. So even if the sha'arim are locked, the dima, the water, can seep in and go underneath the door. Rabbi Yisai, shaymeya b'kolav v'kolimo. Most importantly, we can't take anything for granted. We have to daven for all of our children, that they should be Yerei Shamayim, that they should be Oivdei Hashem, that they should be Goyim Lechasod, that they should have a Cheshek to learn Torah. That's the Iker. Once they have the Cheshek to learn Torah, they'll be Talmidei Chacham. A Cheshek to learn Torah. That they should be, want to be Dveikim Ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nirtz Hashem. If we implement this parsha, if we darshan this parsha, if we learn up this parsha, Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with tremendous Yiddish nachas, not only for ourselves, but for the Borei Olam himself, and the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, to be so excited with all those people that he hired and all those people that he created.